938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. HIBU, made for business.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk. With those blues.
On parade.
What's that?
Tap dancing.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Oh.
Tap dancing in the bathtub?
Yeah. Doesn't sound like
he's
really
right over
taps.
There by the console. Look at it.
By the console?
Yeah. You know who that is, don't you?
Who? Jose?
That's Ted Astaire.
Ted Astaire. Oh, my God.
He's Fred's grandson. Hard to be funny when you can't breathe.
Oh, man.
I'd like to start the show with a special announcement. I have the worst cold I've had in my entire life. I never get a cold. It was 2 or 3 years ago, last time I had a cold. And the only reason that I'm able to even sort of breathe and I'm not dead is a product called Afrin. If you've never used it, it's a lifesaver.
Good stuff, buddy.
Good stuff. You don't want to overdo it.
Is that a spray?
Yes, 2 or 3 days. Do not use it more than 2 or 3 days.
But it never lasts 12 hours.
It'll go eight. It'll do eight.
No.
Yeah.
Not when I've had something bad. That stuff doesn't last more than four or five hours. Yeah. There's special formulas that last. And on the bottle, it says 12-hour formula. I don't buy it.
It'll give you a few hours.
Yeah. It works. But
6 or 8 hours, maybe. Not 12. But here's the thing. This is horrible what I'm about to say, but I'm a huge baby and I do not get sick. By the way, I told these guys today. I came so close to calling Paul Harris or Cleveland or somebody, just saying get in there. I can't breathe. I can't. But then I thought I've never called in sick ever. And now I can't break that streak. So I'm crawling in here. If I have to come in here with a ventilator, paramedics, IVs, because it's like now I'm on a mission to never call in sick. So last night, I slept sitting in a chair. Because you know how when you lie down, you can't breathe. I'm not kidding. You absolutely can't breathe. You will die. If you lie down and go to sleep, you will die in your sleep.
Yep.
Because you'll suffocate to death. So I sat up, and I would drift off, and you know that startling kind of thing where you wake up.
Your head kind of bobs a little bit.
Yeah, and then for a second you go, where am I? Oh, yeah, I'm in a chair because I'm dying, and I can't breathe. And then yesterday, when this all sort of kicked in, I'm watching a story on this gal who is going to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars, who had her legs amputated. Have you seen this?
No.
She's the Olympic, this is the Olympic medal winner who had, at 19, she had some horrible, like, meningitis or so. I've got the story here. I'll get to it in a little bit. But she had to have her legs amputated from the knees down, and she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. You don't think that's going to draw a huge audience?
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you the ratings will go through the roof, and good for her. I watched her rehearsing with this Derek Hough. And I know this cold has hit me, and I'm complaining constantly. And then I see her with no legs, and my reaction was, well, at least she can breathe. That was my reaction. That was my reaction.
Legitimate.
I wonder how she could do if she couldn't breathe. But between that and the Dan, did you see the Paralympic hockey players?
I saw.
I saw a special on them. It was like
wow.
Yeah, it was on Channel 9, I think.
Unbelievable.
I didn't watch the game, but those guys are unreal.
Yeah,
and you—it's all arm strength.
Yes,
you're hitting. You've got two.
They
sticks.
They have two sticks. Yeah,
and it's a combination of like sort of ice ski pole and hockey stick.
Yeah, they the butt end has like a spike on it. So
right,
they flip
to dig
them,
the ice.
Yeah,
so you flip it over and you hit the puck. It's the most amazing thing, and I say kudos to NBC for covering. Because usually we don't cover that stuff. You know, we know there's wheelchair basketball, but it's not televised. And I say good for NBC because, quite frankly, to me, to watch those people or wheelchair tennis people, it is much more spectacular what they're able to do than what able-bodied people can do, even if they're really good at it.
Pretty amazing. And
yeah,
the shots that they take and everything.
I saw, I think that special is on Channel 9. They focused on two of the guys, and they were friends, both in a car accident together, that it took out both of their legs.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that was pretty wild.
So they both lost both legs?
Yeah.
All right, so here's this Amy Purdy is this girl's name, and she's a medalist in...
Miss Purdy.
Snowboarding.
Purdy, come in here, please.
That was from Nutty Professor.
Snowboarder at the Paralympics. And I watched her rehearsing dance moves. It's the most amazing thing I ever saw. If there's anything you would think you couldn't do, well, first of all, I'm such a baby that if I had my legs cut off, I would just say, well, I can't do it. I can't brush my teeth. I mean, I can't do anything. Yeah, help me. But you certainly wouldn't think you could dance. Not the way these people dance on Dancing with the Stars. I watched part of a rehearsal. It was beyond belief. She was dancing better than 99% of people with legs could dance.
Yeah, I don't watch the show, but I heard they're putting a new twist in this year where they're going to switch up partners at some point during the competition.
Ooh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you may not watch it, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to be better now because Erin Andrews is on. They got rid of that Brooke Burke who had no personality, zero personality. So Erin Andrews is on. You know what? You hear that gravel? I ought to make some obscene phone calls.
You should.
I really, when I get off the air, hey, baby, what are you wearing? I should make some of those calls.
I'm wearing some sweats. I'm wearing some yellow sweats and some thongs.
Oh, don't go
now
on Hadley.
Now you're talking. But so that's the deal. I apologize for the whole show because it's going to be horrible because I don't like to listen to people who sound like this. I don't like to hear because it makes your eyes water if you listen to it. And you're driving, for goodness sakes, and I could actually kill somebody. They could hear me, their eyes water, and they run off the road. How would that make me feel?
Or you constantly clear your throat.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do that. You know. Oh, you mean the listener?
The listener does. Yeah, the listener. When you're
so
listening.
So here's what I'm gonna try for the next. Well, if I just keep talking, it's only like 2.5 more hours to do, and that is not clear my throat, not snort or sniff, not blow my nose, and that's pretty much it. I'll try not to do that. And we'll see what happens. We'll see how this goes. But I came real close to calling in the B team. Actually, I'm the B team. I would have called Paul or Bill in. That probably would have been the A team. So here's what's going
to
happen. Jose Hernandez will be in today. Yeah, I know. I got it. Yeah, I just wanted to keep it moving. Jose will be in to talk about your tech questions right after the news and the other stuff at the top of the hour. But for now, it's the Burke segment. Do we have anything? And if you do, try to make it last 2 hours.
All right.
Do you have something?
I do.
I see a hand up. I believe it's the hand of Peon. What do you have, Peon?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this billboard, I believe it was over the weekend on southbound 170. And I don't get it. It's for Missouri Employers Mutual. I'm assuming that's a workplace insurance company.
Okay.
And their billboard says, "Eyes on the road, buddy." So they have a billboard
that says "Eyes on the Road."
That's drawing people's eyes up to it, and then it says "Eyes on the Road, buddy."
It might as well say "Don't look at me."
Right.
Yeah.
And it goes to their website that's promoting safety.
Well, you're talking about it.
Well, I guess
they're getting free publicity from it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just
well, you know what? You're right, though. But you're right.
It's kind of a.
I don't know what the name for this is. There has to be a name for what just they're doing. They're making you do what they're telling you not to
right,
do. Now, there has to be a name for that.
Kind of
eyes on the road,
of
buddy.
What they're trying to promote.
If you want the eyes on the road, don't buy a billboard.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, how did he die, officer? Well, from the looks of the eyewitnesses' accounts, it looked like he was looking at that billboard when he veered off the road and died. Killed him, took out another family, and killed them, too.
Eyes on the road, buddy.
But at least he had that insurance.
Yes.
What else do you have?
The next thing I have, I stumbled upon a YouTube video of a show that when I was growing up.
Isn't that an interesting expression? Stumbled upon.
Stumbled upon.
Yeah. And by the way, one quick one, and I'll let you get back, because I'm that kind of person that derails things and goes off on a tangent. I got to thinking about this term. I've never used it. Under the weather.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
The term under the weather, we talked about this, and it has to do with, it was in the Navy or sailors, people on a ship, and they would, I can't remember what the
maybe,
whole.
Maybe the dispensary or the sick bay.
Yeah, it was,
under, down low.
Yeah, and it's under the weather, but it has to do with being on a ship.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Dan. It's it comes
from Dan Strauss.
Wow.
Look at that.
Dan definitely has the best memory in the room.
No, there's no
by
doubt.
By far.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it says, in the old days when a sailor was unwell, he was sent down below to help his recovery. So, essentially, under
he was
the
under,
weather.
No matter what the weather was, he was under. Yeah. He was under pretty much everything. I'm sorry, go ahead, Pia.
All right, so this video I stumbled upon, it's from a show I was fascinated with growing up, especially as a younger teenager, I guess, when... or even younger than that, when this show was on the air. It was public access television, and it was Worldwide Magazine. Does anybody else in the
room? Is this Pete Parisi?
Yes.
Worldwide. Oh, my goodness. Now, I never watched it.
I never did either, but I actually knew when you said that. I came up with the name, Pete Parisi.
Yes. He was a cab driver.
Go figure.
Well, yeah, he started out in radio, though.
Yeah.
He was...
So we're going to end up as cab drivers.
Yeah. He was a program director, I think, at KDI, I think, for a while.
With Richard Miller.
And, that's right. Right here.
And,
you are right there. You are a member of the Miller Corporation.
You know what? There are 20 people who get what you just did.
I know.
But we really do get it.
I know.
And he was a fascinating guy. I mean, and the show, I mean, I don't even know how to describe the show, but he had these cast of characters, and it essentially focused in South City.
I've seen them on YouTube.
Oh, man. And I went back and...
You know what it's like? It's like watching...
And now it's like a time capsule
hang
show.
Hang on here. It's like watching Napoleon Dynamite.
No, yeah.
No, it is.
I mean, he did all the work himself. He filmed, most of it while he was driving his cab. He would drive around and have somebody, with the camera.
And did it at a time when it wasn't as easy as it is now with your phone.
Oh, my goodness.
It
was a reality show, essentially.
Yeah.
And he edited all these skits together. He had all these different... different segments he would do with these people. I think there was the Hoosier Mooner segment.
It was all St. Louis.
It was all St. Louis. Yeah. So, and if you watch these shows now, it's essentially a time capsule for like early 80s to, I think he did it for 15, 20 years, I think.
He did it a long time.
And
it couldn't have possibly made a dime off of it.
No. I mean, you paid essentially to be on public access, right? Isn't that how it works?
I don't think so. I think you submit a request.
But you didn't get paid for it.
No, heck no.
It was just a way to get your, whatever out there. But I watched a full hour of, and it was a whole episode of Pete and this guy called Big Daddy, who was one of his cast of characters. And oh shoot, I can't remember the other guy's name.
Can you go on? You can go on YouTube.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have either held on to. I don't know if they're the ones that have the footage now of because I, after he died, I think there were hours, hundreds of hours of tape that he had of all these shows. But yeah, some people got a hold of them and they're on YouTube. But it was the VP Fair in 1987.
Oh my goodness!
It was Pete and Big Daddy and this other guy just walking around, and it's so you don't really get to see that many shows now showing St. Louis almost 30 years ago.
Right, unless it's in the studio audience shot at wrestling at the Chase.
Right, yeah, it was a reality show. So anybody that was a fan of that, and as a kid growing up, it was almost like something I shouldn't be watching.
Right.
But because there was nothing risque on it, but it was, he did some...
It was just bizarre.
The word bizarre. Correct stuff, and I think he had a character, Black Jesus, on there.
Oh, he did, that's right, Black Jesus.
And
it was like underground television.
Yes, and so if you're interested in watching any of that, there's some on YouTube that.
What do you type in?
Just Worldwide Magazine. A bunch of stuff will pop up. I mean, there's segments and then full episodes up on there. So that was fun stuff. And the last thing I have, the NCAA.
Take your time. I'm losing my voice.
Okay, the NCAA tournament is coming up.
Oh boy,
and. Quicken Loans, along with Yahoo, is doing a promotion. If you get a perfect bracket, you pick every team correctly for the whole NCAA tournament, you win $1 billion.
Well, that's Warren Buffett that's made that.
Is that Quicken? Is he a part of Quicken?
Buffett, yeah. Buffett's
the guy.
Does he
own Quicken Loans?
Well, he probably does,
sure he
because
does.
He's the guy that put up the $1 billion. And by the way, did you read the odds?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them the odds.
It is 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Yeah, good luck.
Quintillion.
Good luck on that.
Yes, which is, let me see, 6, 9, 10, 18, 19 digits quintillion is. So, and I'm a fan of Yahoo News. I like a lot of, I go to their Yahoo page a lot and look at, they have a top news feed with, 60 or something important stories of the day. But on their sports page, they have somebody did a story, and it's asking these four NBA players what they would do with the money if they won the $1 billion bracket. Now, all of these players are essentially making around $20 million a year. So he's asking these players that are already, multi-millionaires, what they would do with $1 billion. Like, that's so much. And some of these answers are ridiculous. This one guy, Chris Paul, he said, me and my wife actually joked about it, and if we win the lottery, what would you change? It's like, you've already won the lottery.
Yeah.
You're an NBA player that's making $20 million a year.
That's not who you ask that question.
No. So I just thought that was kind of funny. Carmelo Anthony said, I might still want to play, just to play basketball.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the money, but still be able to do, so I just thought that was weird that they asked these players that are already
it's like asking Donald Trump.
Right. You only have 50 million. What would you do if you had $1 billion?
Yeah.
So.
I'd live the same life I live now. Private jet, boat,
yeah.
Multiple houses. Next question.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was all I had.
Dan, did you have anything?
Yeah, I do.
All right, take your time. Voice is failing.
All right.
Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
Yeah, that's not really funny.
Okay. Went to the movies over the weekend and saw the Lego movie. The three of us in this studio, the one person that would really like this movie is Peon.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed.
Even know what this is.
It's all about Legos.
Is it a documentary?
No, it's not.
No, it's animated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's animated.
It's essentially pop culture references, right?
Yeah, it is.
Superheroes.
Yeah, superheroes, and it's talking about, like, how the Legos, when the Legos first started, they were just like Legos, you just build stuff, and then all of a sudden they started with
people.
They came out with people. Then they did the Wild West. Then they did themes, all these themes, Star Wars, and all this stuff. So it's
Right, you can build the Millennium Falcon out of Legos.
My kids had, I guess, what were the original basic Legos.
Yeah.
I could make an L.
or
here's a picture frame. That's what I could make.
Yeah.
Well, all the ones now, I mean, you can buy Legos, like a set. Some are like hundreds of dollars, and they come with like blueprints almost.
Oh, yeah.
Step by step, they give you directions that you can never build it otherwise if you didn't have the directions.
Hey, what was that stuff, Dan, that when we were kids, it was sticks and some little wooden
Lincoln logs.
Tinker toys.
Yeah, Tinker toys.
Tinker toys. Yeah,
it was a wooden thing with holes in it, and you stuck sticks in it.
Yes.
And you made something.
Yeah.
It was really
weird. We had Lincoln logs, too. That was.
And you know what? I must be like special needs or something because I could. I'm sure I could never make anything. Etch a sketch. You know, I could make an L. I could do that again, down and over. I could never do the Rubik's Cube. Lincoln logs. I couldn't build the most basic square Lincoln house with those Lincoln logs.
And then how about the Erector set?
Oh, forget that.
I know. That was like for
but
kids.
But we love that because of the name.
Yeah, I know.
Erector. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, like Beavis and Butthead.
So the Lego movie actually was really, really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think it's a great, great family movie, so...
All right, do what? Any age?
Oh yeah, any age. I think any age would like it.
Is there a story, a line?
But then I was watching TV over the weekend, and flipping through some of the movie channels, and happened upon this movie, The Wiz.
Oh, I would never watch that.
Oh yeah, with Fred Savage, right?
Michael Jackson, The Wiz with Michael Jackson.
Okay.
This
did
is
you,
something
else.
Please tell me you didn't like it.
Oh my God! It is. I had to watch it. I could never watch it before when it came out, and I would see bits and pieces of it, and so I watched probably I don't know how much, probably a half hour to 45 minutes of it just to watch it and see what the premise is and see how close it was to the original Wizard of Oz. It is so stupid and just so dumb.
Well, here, first of all, leave the Wizard of Oz alone.
Yes.
Right? We have the Wizard of Oz. We don't need the Wiz. We don't need the Oz. That thing James Franco did recently, another version of it. We don't need that.
No.
We don't need it.
But here, the cast was Lena Horne. Diana Ross was in it, and I think she was the Wicked Witch, but the Wicked Witch was, like, huge.
Oh, that's right. This was, like, the Black Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Wiz. Come on in. Ease on down the road.
Okay.
Nipsey Russell was the Tin Man. Remember Nipsey Russell?
Sure.
Lena Horne, I said, was
Dorothy. Who was the drunk guy? Tipsy Russell.
Yeah, right. Tipsy Russell.
See what I did there?
Ted Ross.
Even sick, I can come up with comedy.
Don't you want to save your voice?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I forgot.
There's a guy named Ted Ross. I have no idea who that was. It was the Cowardly Lion. And then Richard Pryor was the actual wizard.
All right, so was it the same story, though?
Was basically the same story.
Then why do you need to redo it with black people and another name?
But they couldn't do... Dorothy had... She didn't have ruby slippers on. She had... it was silver, like silver slippers. And... There wasn't flying monkeys. It was all these dancers. It was like a big musical.
Yeah, it sounds stupid.
And Michael Jackson was the Scarecrow, and he was black.
So they had to make him up black?
Yeah.
No.
Because he's not black, you know.
Oh,
he was white.
Back then he was.
This was when he was black.
Yeah, this was in 1978 when he was
because
black.
Because later they would reject him for the part because he turned white. And they go, we're looking for a black cast. Sorry, Michael.
Oh, yeah. But it was just hideous, and I thought, 1978, that's when Michael Jackson was just really getting on the scene with his solo
career.
So
your advice is run for your life, don't watch The Wiz.
Run. It's horrible. It is horrible, but Nipsey Russell sings in it, this Ted Ross sings in it, and Michael, of course, sings in it, and he's the Scarecrow, and...
Hey, do you think any black people ever had a meeting with him and just got in a room and closed the door and said, what's the deal, man? I mean, look at us and look at you. What are you doing? I mean, you know they did.
Yeah.
You know that Stevie Wonder and Isaac Hayes and some of these people, Quincy Jones, Who's the keyboard
guy? I doubt it.
I'll bet they did. Oh, yeah.
Especially not anybody in his circle that was on the payroll. They would never say anything. But
well, what about just a regular average black person that had a chance to meet him? Don't you know it's? You know that every once in a while somebody said, "What are you doing? Don't you want to be? You did not want to be black, or what? What are you doing?" They had to. I would.
Yeah.
Look, if you met a white guy who still was, for all intents and purposes, white, but he gradually became black, wouldn't you go, hey, what are you turning black for? I mean, it's just natural. You'd do that. But he's dead, you know, Michael Jackson.
What?
Yeah. I read that. Yeah, well, he died. Yeah, propofol.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
He was dying in his sleep, at least. Was there more?
No, that was it.
All right, we can shut her down. Burke Section is officially closed. I am bound and determined to make it to the end of the show. I do what I said I wouldn't do. Cut my throat. Sorry. That's the kind of show it is. I've not had laryngitis for probably 20 years, and I don't want to get it again. So we'll hope that's not the end result. We're going to do a little business, and we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and take your calls. And we got a lot to talk about today. Including the fact that David Brenner has passed away
at
78, a guy who I told Peon before the show, I just never found funny. I know that when people are dead, you're only supposed to say good things. Like, I've been watching television. You'd think this guy was the funniest guy that ever lived.
He was always
no,
on
he
Carson.
Wasn't.
He was always on Johnny Carson.
Yeah, he was on there like 150 times.
I thought he was going to take over for Carson when he retired.
Well, thank goodness he didn't, because did you think he was funny, Dan?
No, I did not.
No,
I never thought.
I think it was very New York sort of, you know, the people that went to the something something deli would get his jokes, but the other people wouldn't get it, that kind of thing. So he's gone. Well, okay, I'll tell you the one and only thing that I remember that David Brenner ever said, and it was on the Tonight Show, that I actually thought, hey, that's kind of funny. I chuckled. I didn't laugh out loud. You know, and that was it. Of all the times I saw him, one thing. So I'm not like everybody else. Just because you die doesn't mean you give him the shirt off his back, lit up the room. I'm not that guy. He wasn't, to me, that funny. So we'll do some business. We'll come back, take your calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. American Equity Mortgage, for over 21 years, has put renters in homes, and they're no longer renters. They became homeowners. They have also helped existing homeowners. Hang on. At least I hit the button.
Ooh.
Use the equity in their homes to borrow smart money. Smart money is money you borrow at a really good low interest rate. Stupid money is money you borrow at a high interest rate. Credit card debt is just that. It's debt. It's a loan. When you use a credit card, you are borrowing money. Now, you can either pay it all back when the statement comes at the end of the month, or you can drag it out and make minimum payments. That is not a smart thing to do. For a month or two or three to get over a hump, that's okay. But if that's what you do and that's become your lifestyle, is to make minimum credit card payments, no, no, no. In the words of Bill Clinton, no, 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 no. You don't want to do that because you're paying a tremendous amount of...
Oh, no, no.
There he is.
Oh, no.
Right there.
No,
that was the
no.
day that I interviewed him and I said, would you ever make, on a regular basis, minimum credit card payments? That was his answer. No, no, no. It's just not smart. And if you're a homeowner, you don't have to do that. They'll show you a better way at American Equity Mortgage. You get you to a better place. That's their slogan. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
Meep, meep.
Now it's time to look at traffic. And here to give you that traffic is Tim Weiland.
All right, thanks, Dan. We have an accident. It's out in St. Charles County. It's on westbound 40, right at Highway N. You only have the left lane getting through. Right now, traffic is backed up midway between Highway K and Winghaven. It's a slow go through there. They've just cleared a stall on eastbound 44 at Grand. That had a lane block, so traffic should be easing up there. On eastbound 70, you're slow from 10th Street in through 44 through the depressed section. And then also, we have some slower traffic on southbound 170 now from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart. Walmart deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame invites you to honor the Tigers April 12th at Rams Park. It's the SunTrip Automotive Family Salute to Mizzou in St. Louis. See John Cadillac, Norm Stewart, and Johnny Rowland inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also to be honored, Gary Pinkel, Mike Alden, 2013 Cotton Bowl champions, and the 81-82 men's basketball team led by Steve Stepanovich. Food and drinks are included. General admission is $80. Tables at 10 or 1500. Info and tickets can be found at stlshof.com or by calling Tim at 314-226-1190.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available, and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
Who is ready for some football? This spring, professional indoor football returns to St. Louis. The St. Louis Attack. And on March 30th, your hometown St. Louis Attack will make their debut at the Family Arena in St. Charles as they host the Pennsylvania Steam. Kickoff is at 6.05 p.m. The X-League Professional Indoor Football kicks off its inaugural season right here in St. Louis. Your St. Louis Attack has 6 home games this spring at the Family Arena. Don't miss 1 second of the fast-paced, hard-hitting action of St. Louis Attack Professional Indoor Football. Single game tickets start at just $12 each, and season tickets start as low as $72 each. To purchase tickets and for more information, call the Attack office at 636-922-2255. That's 636-922-2255. Or go to stlouisattack.com. The St. Louis Attack. Make plans now to catch all the hard-hitting action. The St. Louis Attack.
601, 602, 603.
What are you doing?
Obviously, I'm so bored, I'm counting the grain lines in the hardwood floor. With this weather, there isn't much else I can do.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. And if you've got the winter weather blues, it might be time to get some projects done inside the house.
Really? Like what?
You could start by updating your cabinet hardware or changing the doorknobs on your interior doors.
Oh.
We have over 2,000 cabinet knobs and pulls and hundreds of doorknobs and levers on display. Just stop by Schnars, pick out your favorite designs, and we'll get them ordered and call you as soon as your new hardware arrives.
Hold up. What if I prefer the vintage look of my house?
No problem. There are plenty of choices available. Even a subtle change can completely revitalize an interior door, a kitchen, or a bathroom.
I'm sold. When can we start?
Stop by Schnars and let us help take your mind off the dreary weather. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us 314-993-0910, or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
If you want to get close to the college basketball action, come out to Fifth Third Bank in Ferguson Monday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, from noon until 3. We'll take the show on the road. You'll have a chance to score some basketball tickets to the tournament games coming to Scott Trade Center. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at Fifth Third Bank in Ferguson, 10797 New Halls Ferry Road. Must be 18 years old or older. No purchase necessary. See the bank for details. For more information, go to fifththirdbank.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com. Or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer.
HIBU, made for business.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's turn the beat around. What do you say? Vicky Sue Robinson. I believe. Unless it's Gloria Estefan's version. No, apparently it is. Vicky Sue Robinson. That's right. I do know a couple of songs. That's it. I like this song. Turn this up. Let's dance. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Turn the beat around.
All right, dial us up here. You do the talking for me. Not much voice left. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free. 888-550-KTRS. Joe's on the phone. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
What can we do for you?
Well, load up a shotgun. I got a joke for you.
All right, hang on here. Go.
All right, be ready on a button, too. I don't know. There's no cuss words, but...
All right. Well, no cuss words, we don't need the button.
Well, not necessarily.
Depends on your definition of a cuss word, I guess.
All right. All right, well, there's this radio personality, and he's at a bar. He's got to go pee, so he goes in to the restroom, and he walks in, and he notices this little bitty tiny guy at the urinal, and there's only another urinal there, so he...
Now, this is the guy that bends him over?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're done. Yeah. Caught him. Right. He didn't even have to use the questionable maybe, maybe not curse word. That's a great leprechaun joke, though.
Yeah.
Good All try. Right. Good try.
Thanks,
thank you,
fellas.
Joe. Thank you. But Saturday, Mike Evans calls me, and he said, I need a joke, an Irish joke for Monday. So I told him the joke I'm going to tell today, which to me is really the only great Irish joke I've ever heard. Really great joke. But you need to know that today, around the country, he's telling that joke on all these other radio stations. I'd love to hear him tell it on one of those stations, just to see if he messed it up or not. But he's not drunk when he talks to them, because yeah. Most of those people are in the morning. He's only drunk when he talks to us. But I'd love to see if he did it justice or not. So the deal is this with Amy Purdy. Amy, I mean, let me talk to Dan here. Then Dan, how are you? Dan,
hello.
Dan, that's you. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. What's up?
I am in the PM.
Thanks.
So we're trying to figure out here what my daughter wants to do for a living when she gets older.
How old is she?
She's still in high school.
Okay.
So as she's looking at different occupations and thinking about like how much schooling it takes, and then she's also looking at salaries. So I was calling to find out when your callers call in, and I think you did it one time a long time ago, what their occupation is and about how much they make a year or the average.
Yeah, that was fun. We should do that again.
Yeah, that's what I was calling to see if you guys could do.
Because I think it surprises a lot of people. And what I mean by that is the average doctor makes just about $100,000 to $110,000 a year. You know, not a million. The average lawyer makes, I believe, $70,000 to $80,000 a year. And you know, we think lawyer, doctor, woo, a lot of money. Good money.
Right.
Good
and
money, but they're not all knocking down $1 million a year.
Right, and veterinarians, they don't make nearly as much as people would think either.
Exactly, and it's common knowledge that some jobs you do because you love animals. A vet, for example, or vet's assistant, or vet technician, or whatever it would be.
What year is she in high school?
She is a sophomore.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you this question. Why, at this point, does she think she should know what she's going to do?
Yeah.
Because she just wants to have an idea.
You know what my second son did that I thought was pretty smart? He decided all the things he knew he didn't want to do, which I thought was a good way to go about it. He took some part-time jobs when he was in high school, then in college, and he knew from those jobs, I never want to do this for my whole life. And he just sort of eliminated. He didn't want a corporate job. He didn't want various types of jobs where he was just one of many and your fate was in the hands of a boss who didn't even live in town. That kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, right. She's still at the point where, you know, if she were to get $50.
You know what we ought to do? What we ought to do? Why don't you have her make a list of possible jobs, like 10 things. And then we'll go on the air and have people who do those things call us and tell us what they make. She should be able to do that. If she likes animals, she could go, and maybe something in the veterinary field or nursing or teaching. And then if you can get her to do that, we'll have the people call who are in related fields, and it'll be fun.
My daughter's a junior now, and a couple of years ago she was talking about being a vet. And then she said that she would have a problem euthanizing animals and putting them down because she loves any kind of animal. But now she's leaning towards teaching and maybe going into music, some sort of music and stuff.
And
like
Dan,
that.
Here's another thing. When Dan Strauss mentioned his daughter, Alyssa, it reminded me of something. If your daughter or if Alyssa said, I like to sing, most singers barely eke out a living. In fact, they don't. They have to have a regular job. Piano players, same thing. To me, if you learn to play the piano, wow, you ought to make really good money. Nah, go somewhere and ask the piano player who's playing in the lounge how much they're giving him that night to play. $150, $100. Mm-hmm. That's what they get. It doesn't seem right to me because I think it's a great talent, especially if you're good. So that might be, try that, and if she gets a list together, call us back, we'll take some calls. Right. You want to do that?
Well, if I try and get her into radio, I figure you could make
no.
What?
No. No, you know what? 20 years ago, this would have been a good, it's not about sound anymore, it's all about video. If I were a younger person, I would learn everything I could about video production. Because think about it. Everything is visual. iPad, iPhone, smartphone, Android phone, computer screen, TV, flat screen, video.
Or a line of work that's mostly male-dominated, which I bet a woman would have an easier time getting into, is like an engineering, some kind of...
good one.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Ever make us a list. We'll help you.
Bye.
All right. That's what we do. We help. We help people.
We're helpers.
Can I sneak Emily in?
Sure.
Emily, how are you?
Emily? How are you?
Yes. Good. What's up?
Well, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hi, Dan. Hi, Peon.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Frank. I just have a question for you. Actually, all you guys, really. I know you closely study advertising, Frank, and the companies on your station. I have a question.
Sure.
There's a commercial you guys are playing for this men's clinic.
Right.
Greg Kornfeld talks about it.
Oh, yeah. He has every disease known to man.
Erectile dysfunction.
No, the one where, if men have trouble performing.
Right.
They
right.
can, get this medication. And so they say that it's guaranteed to work. And they say that, you can go there and you can take it right there in their office.
Right.
And then what?
Yeah. I don't
know
if I want to...
Well, here, you know
That's
what
my
it
question.
Is. Okay, Emily, you know what it is, don't you?
Well, sure. Some sort of enhancement, Viagra-like kind of a product.
It's right? I believe, I'm pretty sure it's the injection. It's an injectable erectile dysfunction medication. And I don't know what the kick-in time is. In other words, first of all, I don't personally like the idea of injecting a needle into Mr. Happy.
Yeah, no. don't they teach you how to eventually do it yourself?
They teach you to do it yourself to give yourself
I
the injections.
So. Yeah.
But I don't know what the kick-in time is, but I know what you're saying. I think you might walk out of there with a boner. I believe. And you need to go straight home and do not pass go.
It works in 30 minutes, and it's guaranteed to work where you don't pay.
I don't doubt for a second. No. Listen, I don't doubt for a minute.
I'm coming home.
I don't doubt. I'll be home in 30 minutes. Be there. I don't doubt for a minute that it works. I met with some people. The reason I say I think that's what it is, years ago, I met with some people who were thinking about having me endorse and talk about this. And I don't know what happened. Maybe what happened was they said, we'd like to try it on you. And I probably said, I don't think so. But it works. It does work. And it's like giving yourself a shot of insulin or anything else. You learn to do it yourself. And I would imagine, of all those products, this is probably as effective as anything. It's right into the bloodstream.
So if you're sitting in the waiting room and you're waiting to go in and you see a bunch of guys coming out and they got a tent pole going, then you go, hey, it works. Yeah.
And they're
that's
carrying
my question. It's like, what is going on in that office?
Well, that's a good question. But, I think it works pretty quickly, and you need to get home.
Okay.
Get home.
Well, I'm glad you know, because That one had me kind of perplexed.
Well, I've never had the shot. I'm not tough enough for that. Thank you, Emily.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly where the needle goes in. I would, but it doesn't matter if it's anywhere on any part of Mr. Happy.
Well, anywhere. I can't watch it go in, so that would be useless for me doing it myself.
And look, I've told you before, my dad has a long history of kidney stones. And did Tim Weiland have kidney stones? Somebody else had kidney stones.
No, I did.
You did. Yeah. And that cystoscope where they run
Mike
Evans,
yeah. They run that tube up your urethra, Franklin.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I just don't think I could do it. I think I'd pass out.
I didn't do that. I passed. I know I passed my stone here at work, actually, and I know a guy that they did that with. And
folks, he actually did pass it. He passed it to us. He handed it to me. Yeah. He said, hey, look, here's my stone. He passed it around.
Dug it out of the urinal.
When he passes a stone, he passes it to everybody. Seriously, he took it out of the urinal and brought it in and went, hey, look at this. Like, we want to touch that. Ballast Dental Care is where I go to the dentist. It's where I've gone for 41 years. It'll be 41 years next month. Sometime in April of 1973, I made my first visit to Ballast Dental Care. And I've been going there ever since. And never wanted to go anywhere else. When they decided to go on the air here after they realized I'd been a patient for 25 years, they did, and it was very successful, and lots of new people came, and they still do. And then other dentists' office called and said, hey, we'd like for you to speak for our dental clinic. And in a couple of cases, they said, we'll pay you more. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that because I like this place, and I do. And I'm not going to change dentists for a couple of bucks. When you find something that is the real deal and you like it, you stick with it. And if you don't have that and you're still afraid to go to the dentist, I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for 41 years. This is something you will absolutely thank me for. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Now, I might as well just keep going and take it all the way to the top here. We've got 10 seconds. When we come out of this break, Jose Hernandez is going to join us, so be ready with your technical questions about your phones, computers, TVs, whatever. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In a Seattle federal court right now, a man the FBI says was threatened.